Was That Layla's Flame by Ibn al-Farid? Was that Layla's flame that shone through the veils of night on Dusalam, or lightning's flash throughout the veils round Zawra and Al-Alam? Have you but a sigh of dawn for me, O winds about Naman? Have you but a sip to offer me, O waters of Wajra? O driver of laden camels rolling up the wayless sands like a scroll of mighty writ beside the sagebrush of Idam, turn aside at the guarded safe ground. God be your shepherd, and seek the path to yonder lotus thicket, to the myrtle and laurel bay. Then halt at Mount Sal, and ask the curling veil of Rakhmatain, have the tamarisks grown and touched at last the livening weep of the rain? If you've crossed the waters of Akik in the mornlight, I implore you by God, be unabashed and offer them my heartfelt hail. Tell everybody this. I have left behind a heartfelt man, alive as a dead man, adding plague to plague through your domains. From my heart, like a burning bush, there spreads a flame of more than fire. From my eyes, the pouring tears are like a ceaseless season of rains. For such is lover's law, not one limb of the mortal body, when bound in love with a gazelle, can ever be free of pain. You, ignoramus, you who defame and shame me for my love, desist and learn. You would not blame me had your love been the same. I swear by the sacred union, by the age-old love, and by our covenant's communion, and all the things of bygone ages, no consolation, no replacement turned me away from loving, for it is not who I am to move with the whims of solace and change. Return the slumber to my eyes, and then perhaps I will see you visit my bed in the recklessness of dream as a revenant shade. Alas, for our days at Kaif, had they but lasted each tenfold. Alas for me, alas, how the last day couldn't last or stay. If only my grief could cure me, oh, if only the O of my woe and my remorse could ever recover aught that has passed away, gazelles of the winding dell. Be kind, and turn away from me, for I, to look at no one but my love, have bound my gaze in deference to a judge who has decreed a wondrous fatwa, that my blood be shed in every month, both sacred and profane. Deaf, he did not hear my plea. Dumb, he could not reply. He is stricken blind to the plight of one whom love has struck insane.